Simon & Schuster Audio presents If I Were You by Lisa Renee Jones. Read by Grace Grant.
One. Wednesday, March 7th, 2012. Dangerous. For months, I've had dreams and nightmares about how perfectly he personifies the word. Sleep-laden, alternate realities where I can vividly smell his musky male scent, feel his hard body against mine, taste the sweet and sensuous flavor of him, like milk chocolate with its silky demand that I indulge in one more bite. And another. So good, I'd forgotten there's a price for overindulgence. And there is a price. There is always a price. I was reminded of this life lesson on Saturday night, and I know now, no matter what he says, no matter what he does, I cannot, will not, see him again. It started out as any other erotic adventure with him. Unpredictable. Exciting. I barely remember where it all went wrong, how it took such a dark turn. He'd ordered me to undress and sit on the mattress against the headboard, my legs spread wide for his viewing. Naked before him, open to him, I was vulnerable and quivering with need. Never in my life had I taken orders from a man. Most certainly I had never thought I would quiver with anything. But I did for him. If Saturday night proved anything, it was that once I was with him, under his spell, he could demand anything of me, and I'd comply. He could push me to the edge, to unbelievable places I'd never thought I would go. Exactly why I can't see him again. He makes me feel possessed. And what is so disconcerting about this feeling is that I like it. I can hardly wrap my mind around allowing such a thing, though I burn for it. But when I saw him standing at the end of the bed Saturday night, all broad and thick with sinewy muscle, his cock jutting forward, there was nothing but that need. He was magnificent. Really, truly the most gorgeous man I've ever known. Instant lust.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?